Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Hello, Sam. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
No, I'm doing all right. I got this letter in the mail, and I just come to see, you know, what it's about.
Oh, okay. Was there a 16-digit reservation code on there?
Yes, I have it right here.
Okay, go ahead with that code. I'll pull your file up.
It's 2411-4201-0010-8512.
Okay, give me one second here. I'm sorry, what was your name?
Jose Mendez.
Jose, okay. What's the name of the business that you're calling with, Jose?
Pro Carriers.
Pro Carriers, okay. Are you in Alamo, Texas?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I got you right here then. All right. Let's see. It looks like what you have there is a pre-approved offer for our equipment financing and working capital programs. A lot of different programs. It kind of depends on what you're specifically looking for. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you'd like to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
But I got approved with this company to get some equipment from them, and they're asking me for like $5,000 down per truck. And I do have a lot of work. I mean, and with them, I would be able to turn in the trucks every 2 years. You know what I mean? Trade them for more, and renew my equipment. So, I mean, if I could get a loan to be able to do something like that and put the insurance in place and everything on that, that'd be awesome.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, so a couple basic questions for you just to see kind of where we're going to fall in. As far as what's the structure of the business? Are you incorporated? Are you?
LLC.
LLC, okay. LLC. And how long have you been in business?
Excuse me?
How long have you been in business?
About 4 years.
4 years, okay. All right. All right. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you already have an approval for the truck right now? And they're just asking for $5,000 down?
Yes, you see. And the thing is, I wanted to get about maybe 3 or 4 of them. Because I have a contract. I've had this contract for about 3 years already. And I have 2 trucks running that contract. I just want to update the equipment already. I've had the trucks already for, about 3 years, I believe, and they're already over the 1,000,000 miles. So, you know, I really do want to, you know, get better equipment now to make more money. I can run better runs.
Okay. All right. What kind of trucks are there?
The ones that I have are 2007 Peterbilt, and the ones that I got approved for are 2012 with about 500,000 miles, which, I mean, I can run all over the country, you know, and I don't have to worry about, oh, my God, I hope it makes it.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Now, so you got, what type of, I guess, loads do you normally carry?
Produce.
Oh, okay.
I run produce, and then the contract that I have where I have 2 trucks, that one I haul automotive parts.
Oh, all right. Okay, so for the truck that you have right now, I mean, you're buying it, it's a used truck. Where are you buying it from, a vendor, or where are you picking it up at?
Yes, it's called the OTR.
OTR, okay.
Really? Yes.
All right. And is the financing straight through them, or did you find it on your own?
Honestly, I was just going through the internet, looking around, and I just stumbled across it, and I gave them a call, and, I mean, it seemed like a pretty good deal.
Sure, okay. All right. So they're asking for $5,000 down. What's the total cost on it?
It's about $58,000 on the truck.
Okay, so they're asking for $5,000 down, and then they're going to set you up on probably monthly payments for, do you know how long the term would be on it?
It's for 4 years at $1,300 a month. But the thing is, I was talking to a guy, and I was like, that's what I don't want. I don't want to, because right now the two trucks that I have, I'm already going to finish paying them off. Mm-hmm. I just owe $3,000 on one. Another one I owe about $4,000. But you see, I don't want that. I don't want to get the truck and then keeping it until, yeah, I'm almost done paying it, and I'm worrying about these repairs, and this is look, if I have the truck, can I turn it back in 2 years and get two newer ones?
Uh-huh.
He goes, yeah. He goes, every 2 years you can come trade them in. Trade them in every 2 years, every 2 years. Yeah, I don't mind if I have the payment. You know, it's part of the game, you know.
We're yeah,
never going to be payment-free, you know. It's part of life.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
But I'd rather have four or five trucks than in 2 years, you know what, hey, let me trade them in for two newer ones, and I know I can run them hard, run hard, and be like, whole bunch of lot of money, you know.
Yeah.
Then instead of these, having them for almost 4 years already, I'm already gonna pay it off. But I gotta be picky. I can't send it through here because there's mountains. Oh, I can't send it through there. You know what I mean? And get loads that don't pay as much as what I could be getting. You know, because I've been in the business for 4 years and I've done it all my life with my father, and rest in peace. So I know how to get good paying loads. That's not a problem. The problem is I don't have the equipment to go after that kind of work.
Okay, so a couple questions for you then, right? So on this 2012 Peterbilt that you're looking at right now, is that the only one that's available, or are you just limited to the one because that's all you have the cash for at this point?
I mean, you know, I can get 3, 4, 5, but that's all the money I would have for that one, because I still got to put insurances on it, insurance permits and the plates.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the permits, you're looking at about $2,000 down, and then plates is about another $1,000. So you see right there, right off the back, I'm in $8,000 already.
Sure. Okay. All right. So I got a pretty good idea of what you're looking for. Now, I think what we'll – well, here's another question for you. So what do you do, you know, for your top-line revenue each year, so your gross annual sales?
But I think last year it was, I think, between almost 800,000.
Okay.
But like I tell you, I mean, we had a lot of repairs and this and that, and then we were also doing a bunch of oil field work, and I mean, I had like about 30 trucks leased on.
Oh, wow.
So I was doing pretty good. And now the oil fields are gone.
Yeah, that tapered off a little, huh?
So, like I said, I've been doing this all my life. You know, I've been in the pits helping my dad, fix the trucks, grease them up, everything. So I have my own customers, you know, clients everywhere that I can go to. I just don't go to all of them because I don't want to let them down, worried about the truck breaking down. So I'm kind of isolated to Chicago right now, Indiana, and this and that. But with that equipment, I can call my customers in Boston, Massachusetts, and Washington State, Oregon, California, you know, and so let's get, boom, $7,000 from Boston to California. And I can't do that right now.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, okay, so one more question to give me an idea exactly what we're working with here. How would you rate your personal credit? What's it look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
It's not good at all. I had an accident. One of them, I went through a divorce, and then I had an accident. And on my accident, I was driving the truck. Another 18-wheeler came and hit me on my door. And I had knee surgery, and now I'm going to have a back surgery. But for a while, I was kind of down. That's also where the company kind of staggered a little bit because I wasn't there 100%.
Oh, okay.
But I had my surgery already, and I'm back going at it again. Because, you know, I just want to get back to where I was at.
Yeah, ready to get some trucks out there to start earning a little more. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea on what the score might be on the credit?
Man, I think as I checked, it was like 5-something.
Okay. All right, so... You know, here's a little feedback for you just from the lending perspective, right? So to accomplish what you're looking for, there's a couple different paths that we can take. You know, we can look to finance the truck kind of traditionally, which is what you have the option for right now, where they're asking for the $5,000 down, right? So we can absolutely do that through us as well. But when it comes to getting multiple trucks in place, we would have to do them one at a time, right? Now there is an issue with that, because in order to get those approved, credit is a pretty large factor. Now, with the credit being an issue, that might not be the best path to go down, just because it might not be available and it's going to cost you a little more for it. Now, another path would be to get you approved for unsecured cash. So a loan that's not just for the truck, it would just be a cash loan that you're free to use however you want. So you could use that toward the down payment on this truck, and you can actually go out and find another truck, you know, if we get you enough cash for it. Based on the numbers that you told me, you know, if you're doing around $800,000 a year, I usually can free up 10-15% of that. So you'd be looking at between $80,000 and $100,000 available to you with unsecured cash. So that obviously could go to pay off this whole first truck and possibly get a second one in place for you too. Now I'm just kind of giving you a broad overview of a couple different options that we have here. Really what we need to do is first just get you approved, see exactly what you qualify for, and then break it down for what makes the most sense. To me, looking at it, I think you might be able to use the unsecured cash since you already have this first truck lined up, and then take the remainder of it and roll it over and get a second if that's something that you're ready for. Do you follow me with that?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, in order to do that, to get you approved to see exactly how much we're working with in available capital, I'll need a few things from you. Okay. It's going to be it's an application, so it's a one-page application. Then I would need 6 months of your business bank statements, and then the most recent tax return that you have. So, and I can email all of this to you. I'll email you the application and the list of what I need, but that's the extent of it to get you approved. Once I get you approved, it takes me about 24 hours to get you approved, but once I do, we can go over the different options for, you know, how much is available to you, and then set you up on, give you a couple different options for terms, for how long we want to take to pay it back, what kind of payments you're going to be able to afford. We can kind of work into whatever ballpark you're dealing with. But first, quite frankly, we just got to get you approved.
But on that, in the 6 months, I mean, you'll be able to see the money that was coming in. I mean, it's pretty good money coming in. It's just that I was using a lot of it, some of that for my own personal expenses and stuff, since I did go through the surgeries and stuff.
Okay.
And when you run my credit, I mean, I can send you the legal papers. You can see it. Everything's on there. I'm in the middle of a big lawsuit. That's what's going on right now. It's not on me. You know, I'm suing someone because they hit me on my door.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and so that's what's going on. I mean, and it's really huge. So what's going on right now, I have a lot of collections of medical, okay, that are showing, but I can't do anything about them. That's what my attorney told me. He goes, don't worry about it. You can't do anything about it.
Sure.
Until the case is over. He goes, it'll be over sometime around April of next year, about January, February, March, about March, April. It goes, and there, that's where all the medical expenses are going to get taken care of.
Okay.
So right now,
okay,
I'm going to find that, you know, I keep struggling, or I try and find help, and then they see all of that, oh, no, we can't help you, and I ruin a chance of getting help at the end once everything's going a lot better.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, I understand, yeah. And, you know, a little feedback on that, too. So as far as the unsecured cash goes, so for these programs, for the working capital side of things, it's a little different than equipment financing. For the traditional equipment financing, those types of kind of collections that are on there, it's definitely going to affect it. But for the working capital, it's not so much based on your credit, okay? It's primarily based on your sales. So especially with them being medical collections, we don't really see that as kind of a financial, you know, contradictory to doing business. So a lot of times we're able to make that work. So, you know, I wouldn't rule out the option just because you have those medical collections on there.
Okay.
All right. So, all right.
Was that maybe?
I was gonna say, Jose, what's a good email address for you?
It's josemendez@procarriersllc.com.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email right now with the application on it and then a list of what I would need. So as soon as you get that back to me, I'll go ahead, get it over to underwriting, and I can get you an approval, and we'll go over a couple different options for what's available. Usually takes me about a day to do it.
Okay. Just so you can, I have like 6 or 7 negatives. Does that affect it on the bank account from the past 6 months?
That's you have 6 or 7 total over the past 6 months?
I have it there. I got to go over it. But like, okay. I tell you, I can also send you my legal paperwork so you can, understand why, you know what I mean?
Yeah, anything that the more information, the better, really, on my end. It'll help me determine which program we're going to be able to get you into. So at least send me everything that I'm asking for. If you have, more information, I'll gladly accept it. It will help us clear this whole thing up.
Okay. All right, then. Yeah, then just get that to me, and I'll try. More likely by tomorrow, I'll get it to you.
Tomorrow? Okay. Okay, sure. So I'll send it out to you right now, and I'll probably give you a call tomorrow afternoon.
All right, sure.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Jose.
Yeah. Thanks. Yes.